این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Efforts for implementation of spiritualities in society. What has passed is more than what we can describe. However, I shall mention what is to be done from now on. Until now, many victories have been achieved, and those that caused disruptions inside and outside the country have been crippled, have, God willing, been destroyed or shall be destroyed soon. However, what must we do from now on? One subject that is topmost priority is the question of spirituality. We must strive to implement spiritual values among this beloved nation and among the Muslims, invite the people to spiritual values and invite them to Islamic morals and rituals of Islamic culture.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. About the subject of good conduct, Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said, By conduct, render the people humble. Humility of the heart is the criterion. And if you can, gain the support of the people's hearts. And this is the thing that stays and lasts with God. Well, this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh concerns good deeds to others and their effect on the self. Having good character and performing good deeds is very important in religion of Islam that every Muslim must perform for pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the holy book of Quran about righteous deeds. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer, verily to him we will give a good life. In this world with respect, contentment and lawful provision, and we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do. Surah An-Nahl, verse number 97. According to this verse, we can say that when we perform good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will get paradise as a reward.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
Sallallahu alayhi
Salli
ala Rasulallah
Ya Rabbana, salli ala
Committing of good deeds actually stands for a person making his or her life better. And it also helps Muslims to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is the religion of society and it expects from its followers to develop a society where every individual works towards helping and taking care of each other. Another delicate point in this speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is the significance of intention. The intention of doing some deeds will reward a Muslim with virtues and help him or her to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and the hereafter. Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the intention of good deeds in this way. The reward of deeds depends upon the intentions and every person will get the reward according to what he or she has intended. So you can see how Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, aligned with the religious instructions, advised us to conduct sincere good to others and enjoy its consequences in both this world and the hereafter.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day,
every night and every day.